Here we are in Germany.
Yes.
How does it feel?
It's great to be here. We love playing in this country. It's easily the best place for us to play in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just, it seems like the place where people have taken our music on, you know, on board a lot more. Okay. I can't explain it, but I'm glad it's happening. It's great.
Is it your first time in Cologne, though, playing? Or
no. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we played at Gebäude 9.
That was the last place we played.
We played there a couple of times. So yeah, we've been here before, and it's always a great show.
Is it just Germany in particular, you think, that really appreciates your music? Or does it go, like, spread around, maybe, say, the neighbor countries or something?
Well, Austria's good, and Denmark's always been enthusiastic, but we definitely have the largest audiences here, and we love visiting and playing for German audiences. It's the perfect level of politeness and excitement. So, like, you know, whereas sometimes in Scotland or the UK, excitement can go overboard and turn into sort of just heckling.
Yeah,
they're wonderful audiences. So
how good does it feel to be back on tour as well after, you know, 3 years since your last album?
Yeah.
You did quite a big tour on that and then had some time off.
We did, and we needed the time off. That album brought a lot of touring for us, and towards the end of that, I think we were all a little washed out. You know, excessive touring can take its toll, and I think we all needed to focus on other things in our lives, and that's what we did. And so, yeah, the album took a little bit longer than we maybe hoped, but it's great to be back out. Like, the new stuff seems to be connecting, which is always good. You know, you don't want to have to load your set with tons of old songs to make it work. So yeah, it's been really good.
What's different about the new album?
I think it's a sound of us maybe maturing a little. We showed a lot more restraint on this album, and I think the previous efforts have been grasping for something bigger than they are. That was our mistake, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think this time we just let the songs be what they should be. With the help of our producer, we kind of kept things a little more restrained than in previous efforts. And I think there's a sense of subtlety that it takes a little bit longer to get into this album, maybe, but once people are into it, I think they discover a nice little world.
It sounds a little more direct to me, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
A little simpler, maybe, in its structures. Is that what you try to achieve also, or is it... It really just happened with...
No, we definitely made an effort to, you know, not go overboard with layers on this album. There are, you know, I think everything has its place.
Yeah.
And we discussed at length parts of a song where it's like, well, is there, if this doesn't have a purpose, it shouldn't be in there. If it's doing nothing, then just get rid of it.
Mm.
So we were quite brutal in that sense.
Mm.
And that was a new approach for us, because I'm very guilty of sonically overloading a song, and we were, you know, we held back.
Mm. I think I read the first bit of the recording you did was in the Woodstock studio.
Yeah, we were very close.
How was that? Yeah,
yeah, it was great. So that was an old,
old church
called Dreamland. Going back, this is so many great artists have worked in that church. You know, like, I think Dylan's recorded there in the band. And then more recently, like Future Islands and Craig Finn from The Whole Steady, they've all worked there. And I can see why, because the space, well, it's a church, and the space just sounds so beautiful. So we actually divided our time between that larger space for the first 2 weeks, and kind of used that time to get our kind of more acoustic elements down. So the drums that need some air around them.
And they got that
particular
air in the room.
Exactly,
in the church,
they have a wonderful, like, natural reverb in that room. And then we took all those recordings and went to our producer's home studio, which was, you know, basically a little bit bigger than this bus, you know.
Yeah.
And it was that was where we, you know, got a lot more of the direct sound and there was a very different atmosphere there. So that's where we put a lot of the guitars down and played around with synthesizers. So it was a good mix of two different rooms that contributed to the album sound.
And how much did the producer contribute also? He has worked with The National, is that right?
Yeah.
How much did that affect you? Because I know you're all quite big fans of The National.
Yeah,
too,
it was great. I mean, it was wonderful to work with Aaron. He has, again, he like really, well, first of all, he has a very astute understanding of what we'd done before and what we need, where we perhaps needed to go with this album to change a little. He was interested in delving into electronic sound a lot more, taking us away from some of the habits that we'd got, you know, we'd become used to, you know, and try and move away from just being an indie band and maybe move in a more pop direction in a lot of ways, but without going too far, you know. Yeah. So there was that balance, and he's an incredible musician for a start. So Aaron plays on most of the songs on this album, and we were allowing that because there's a level of trust when you love someone else's music that much.
Mm. Feels comfortable.
I'm not going to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go one step back in the actual songwriting and stuff, because mm-hmm. you had some particular, call it maybe difficulties or circumstances that you were in when you wrote the album, because mm-hmm. one was at the other side of the lake, so to say.
Like, yeah, correct.
Can you explain how that felt, to because you had long distances to cover?
We did, and initially that was difficult. Initially that was, it was a period of trying to figure out how were we going to communicate, but then once we embraced it, it actually became much easier to communicate. I think sitting around in a room, which we did do whilst demoing this album, I did fly over a few times, but sitting together in a room, I think sometimes you can have a thought, but it's hard to vocalise it without mm-hmm. causing offence.
Yeah.
but via email, you can be quite blunt and say, I don't like this part. I don't like this part of the song. We work on the lyrics a bit more. We can all go back and forth like mm-hmm. that. So once we got, but it took a little time to get mm-hmm. into that mode. But what we ended up feeling were what previously we viewed as limitations actually became, you know, positives.
So you actually yeah. turned the distance into something positive.
Yeah, hopefully.
Can you imagine continuing like that on maybe your next album as well,
Well, I live in Glasgow now, so
went back to Glasgow.
Yeah, I went back to Glasgow, so we don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. And I think this album will be, for this next album, I think we're gonna try and essentially make it on our own.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a studio set up. Andy from the band is really, really proficient in music software,
yeah.
Pro Tools, etc. So we're going to use his talent
skill,
to...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've kind of underused it. We've used it on demos a lot, but and B-sides and stuff. But I think now that we have a really good focal point in Glasgow, we can essentially make this, hopefully, without too much outside influence.
Your further plan is you'll be touring the UK, Scotland, Ireland yep. for a bit?
Yeah, that's it. We've got UK, Scotland, Ireland is next year, which is a place that we've been dying to go back to. And then, you know, we already have festivals coming in for next summer, so okay. in the US so, and in the UK.
And then in between, you're going to go back into the recording, or...?
Yes, I think
how soon can we expect...?
Well, that's a good question. I would hope sooner than 3 years.
Okay.
I think, you know, we have pockets of time,
yeah,
and we're going to use those pockets rather than, I think in the past we've had, like, you know, a month and a half and we've done a lot of demoing, but we now have more like 2 weeks here, two mm-hmm. weeks there, which adds up to the same amount of time, but we can mm-hmm. we can try and use our days off to be creative, and so I think hopefully that will bring quicker results. So we'll see. I've started writing, we've all started putting okay. little bits and pieces together. That's... which we never usually do before the end of a album campaign, mm-hmm. which essentially would end next summer. We don't usually write at all, but this time we're quite keen to
feeling that creativity.
Yeah, I think so.
And come out
and just get the next album out quicker, you yeah. know. So I think you can kind of lose a little, you know, momentum mm-hmm. if you take too long. So we're
so keep... we can be quite excited for
I'm excited. Yeah.